Welcome to episode 26 of Hit the Mic with Stacey Harris. Hey everybody, it's once again me, the Stacey Harris of Hit the Mic with Stacey Harris. I am so excited for today's show because I'm talking about one of my favorite things, and that's Google Plus. As you guys know, currently I am actively in the middle of the beta test for a new guide to Google Plus. And before I did that, I surveyed some people who had asked me questions or sort of expressed interest, especially when I get questions from people here on the podcast about Google Plus. I sort of asked them what their hesitation was with Google Plus. And so today I'm going to be taking on those obstacles, so to speak, the sort of barriers for people on Google Plus. And it'll be really fun. So I hope you enjoy it. So these are the reasons that you should ignore your hesitations. Before that, I want to say a big thank you for your guys' feedback after the LinkedIn rant, we will call it, from last week. You guys really stepped up and seemed to agree with me, so that was fun. I was a little nervous because I actually recorded that like full on, like right after. I was fully annoyed. So I actually like recorded that right then and was really nervous about it. I'm like, is this just going to sound mean and terrible? But apparently it sounded all right because you guys seem to agree. So thank you guys so much for being annoyed with me about weird stuff that happens on LinkedIn. Without you guys, there is no show. So a big thanks. Be sure to leave your love over at iTunes and Stitcher. You can do that from the show notes page on thestaceyharris.com/episode26. That's where you'll find the links. And then anytime you guys have questions for future episodes, be sure to tweet them at me, @thestaceyharris with the hashtag #HitTheMic. So let's get into it. The sort of top three reasons people tell me they don't want to be on Google Plus and why they're lame. The first reason is that nobody is there. And that's not true because I'm there and you all want to be my friend because you're listening to this right now. So clearly we want to hang out. So Google Plus is where I'm at. Come hang out with me. There are a lot of really amazing people and there's a lot of really cool ways to find really amazing people. One of which is Google Plus communities. There are communities for, I swear, everything. And they're organized in a much better way than LinkedIn groups or Facebook groups are, in my opinion. I actually think Google Plus communities is one of the coolest things about Google Plus. But whatever your interests are or your niche is for your business or your industry is, there is a place for you to connect with people and learn more about whatever it is you're interested in. And also connect with people who are like-minded. And what's really cool is you can then connect with all of those different kinds of people and separate them into special circles so that you can go in and, like, if you're in a business frame of mind, you can look at just your business connections. Or if you're in a maybe cooking as a hobby and you're in a cooking frame of mind, you can connect with other people who are interested in cooking. So that's one of the really cool things. It's really easy to connect with new people and then arrange them so that you are sharing interests that's relevant, you know, sharing things that are relevant to them. And also when you're in sort of that place, you're focused on that thing and you don't end up with the scroll effect that you end up with Facebook where you just sort of go, oh my God, an hour and a half passed and I'm still on Facebook. So that's the first one is that no one is there. Sort of 1B is the fact that it's quieter is actually a benefit from a business perspective is people are actually seeing your content. There's a lot of chatter around people not seeing stuff on Facebook right now from pages. And that's not the case with Google Plus because A, there's not as many things going out into the newsfeed. But also because you just see it all. They don't filter it. Okay. The second piece that I get, the second resistance, we'll call it, is that it's confusing. It's difficult to use. And I think that's just because it's new. I really encourage you to challenge yourself to spend some time with it. And I mean more than 5 minutes. Go through and really look at where everything is. If you look on the side where it says home, that drop down, that gets you to all the different places as far as hangouts and communities and things like that. that top bar across the top, it breaks down your different circles, so you can see who is, you know, your feed from different people. If the two column or three column or multi-column layout is confusing for you, you have the option to change that to a single column layout, so you're looking at more of a Facebook newsfeed kind of Facebook newsfeed kind of vibe, where it's just one stream. And you can change that in that top bar. There's a little drop down arrow, which is, in an audio podcast, super easy to explain. But no, it's really a lot easier than you think. Don't go into it with the thought that it's going to look just like Facebook, because it's not Facebook. It's Google Plus. It's going to look different. But that's cool. That's interesting. Just spend some time with it. Remember when you first got on Facebook and you kind of trying to figure out where things were, or when they changed it 6 months later, or again a year later. You know, you just kind of spend some time with it. Think about every time they've changed the newsfeed and everyone complains about how you can't find anything, and then everyone figures it out. It's because they spend some time sort of living in it. So I encourage you guys to give yourself some time. Maybe say, you know, and this is something I did, wow, almost 2 years ago now. Maybe it was a year ago. I'm not sure. I did a Google Plus challenge where I forced myself to focus on Google Plus for 30 days. And I had really enjoyed Google Plus before that. I've been a Google Plus fan for years. I was actually a beta tester for Google Plus. I was an early adapter. I'm that nerdy. But from a business perspective, I couldn't figure out how to make it fit in. So I really challenged myself to give it a chance for 30 days. And it really impacted my business positively, both with traffic and with engagement and with the quality of people who I connected with. All right, so the third piece of resistance I get from people over and over again is not really related to Google Plus. It's more related to social media. And that is, I don't need another network. I don't need something else to do. And here's what I would say is, Google Plus is not just something else. Google Plus is going to be a powerhouse this year, especially with things changing so much on Facebook. More and more people are moving to Google Plus out of frustration, or out of I'm over it, or out of it's just not the place for me anymore, or whatever their cause may be to leave. And Google Plus is a place where a lot of those people are migrating. Now, I am not saying ditch your Facebook profile or ditch your Facebook page. You guys know I have both of those still. I still am a big proponent of Facebook. I still have the Rockstar Guide to Facebook Marketing. I'm still a big believer in Facebook done well. But doing Facebook well means doing Facebook differently than maybe you've been doing Facebook for the last 2 or 3 years. But that's a topic for a whole nother show. But with Google Plus, it's not just another network. It's the next network that you need to be on. If you're not there now, I really, really encourage you to get there quickly, and learn more and find out more about it and figure out where you fit into it, because it is going to be a powerhouse. Now, leading up to the launch of the Rockstar Guide to Google Plus, I am going to be doing some Google Plus centric episodes this month, which I think most of you will be excited about. If there's anything specific you want me to cover in these next few episodes, be sure you're emailing me at podcast@thestacyharris.com, or just tweet me @thestacyharris, or however you want to get in touch with me. But reach out and let me know what those questions are, because I would love to have a whole episode where I just do Q&A about Google Plus. So if I get enough questions in, I will do that. And if not, I will just ramble and talk about nonsense for hours, maybe. That was only kind of a threat. So those are the big three myths. So no one's there. We busted that and sort of talked about, you know, communities, finding new people, carving out your niche. The other one is that it's confusing. And in reality, just because it's not Facebook doesn't mean it's confusing, but you just have to spend some time with it and adjust to it. And then the third one was that you just don't need another network. And this is not just another network. It's a network with a freaking search engine behind it. So it's important. With that said, if you guys have any questions for me, be sure to reach out. But until next time, for our next episode, we're going to be doing another fantastic interview, and we're talking all about branding, and I'm like ridiculously excited for this interview to come out. I've been waiting. I'm really excited about it. So be sure to tune in. For the show notes and the links and everything from this episode, go to thestacyharris.com/episode26. And I will see you guys next time. Bye, guys.